On a Monday, it's Idaho Matters here on Boise State Public Radio News. I'm George Prentice. Every year, doctors and other caregivers from St. Luke's take a vacation, not to a fancy resort, but to Honduras. They spend 7 days assisting people with their health care. This year's medical mission took place earlier this month, and now they're back and sharing what they saw and what they learned on their trip. With us today is St. Luke's COO in Boise, David Bishop, and Meredith Feringer is a project manager with St. Luke's. Hello to you both.
Thank you.
And welcome back. You just got back last week?
Yeah, we were down in Honduras for 10 days.
Tell us about Honduras, because most of us have obviously never been there, so paint us a word picture.
I'll go for it. Honduras is definitely a third world country in Central America. Healthcare is very lacking. Most people have little to no access to healthcare. Poor water sanitation, lots of tropical diseases, just a lot of lack of infrastructure. So we try to go down there several times a year through a group called Faith and Humanity Medical Missions, and work with the people down there. Most of our teams are comprised of people who work at St. Luke's or family members, friends, or acquaintances of employees at St. Luke's.
Had you been there before?
This was my 10th year down there.
10th year? Meredith?
This is my first trip.
Your first year. Okay, so I'm curious about what your expectations were and what you have now come away with, your true memories.
First of all, I didn't expect it to be as beautiful as it was. Mm-hmm. You know, you do hear about the poor lack of infrastructure and the lack of access to healthcare and such. And you go to the country and it is stunning. It's breathtaking. Mm-hmm. You also go and meet the people who are wonderful and gracious.
So the contrast, though, must be severe as far as the beauty and yet the poverty.
Definitely. Yeah. And as far as the first impressions going down, you know, I did expect it to be, you know, the poverty and the other situations. However, you know, you walk away with it with such wonderful memories and such wonderful experiences combining the people and such that it was fantastic. I've traveled to other third world countries before, and so some of the things didn't quite shake me as it shook others, like the lack of running water or the lack of toilet facilities, the parasites, other types of things that you encounter that you don't see here in the U.S. But that was quite a shock for quite a few members of our team.
Can I assume that there's a lot of planning and identifying the need and then identifying what resources you will be bringing?
Yeah, we work for months and months before a trip. We started planning this current trip that we took in June last September, started putting the teams together, and then we met every single month from January until we left.
So what are some of the needs?
It's just figuring out where you're going to get the medications, where you're going to get the supplies, putting together all the travel arrangements, making sure that where you're going, it's safe and secure, and that you're working with the local municipalities down there to make sure that you're going to have their support and be there with you while you're in country.
How big a deal is security?
It's a big deal. You don't see medical mission teams having problems down there, but that being said, we work really closely in our organization with the State Department, the military down there to get safety alerts to make sure when we have our teams down there that they will be safe. We always ask our team members, you know, even if they're just going across the street to buy a soda, to take somebody from one of our interpreters or one of the Honduran physicians that works with us to go with them. So we really stress safety.
Meredith, I'm going to guess this isn't for wimps. This is for professionals, and you're down there to do some serious heavy lifting.
This is true, and not only caring for the people and supporting one another, but going to a tropical environment from Boise is quite a drastic change, and we had quite a few of our team members who did feel the heat and, you know, have to work with that, making sure you're staying hydrated and drinking the electrolytes. The sun is obviously extremely strong, and we're coming out of spring for us and just being dropped right into 95 degrees and 90% humidity. So not only are you really caring for the people, but you have to make sure that you're also caring for yourself when you're down there as well.
Excellent. And we're talking with the folks from St. Luke's, and that is David Bishop and Meredith Farringer. We'd love to hear from you on this. You can communicate with us via email at idahomatters@boisestate.edu. On Twitter, use the hashtag IdahoMatters, all one word, or join us on our Facebook page. That's Boise State Public Radio. So what care did you bring? What care was given?
We had a full team of medical professionals from here in the U.S. So we brought down three physicians and a nurse practitioner and a PA with us. We had six physicians from Honduras that have worked with us over years as interpreters, and they finally graduated from medical school. So this was their second year that they were able to work with us as physicians. We had two dentists and an optometrist.
Can I assume that medical records are few and far between? And
right. I would say that was actually one of the biggest changes for our medical providers that we brought down from St. Luke's. One of the first thing that they were trying to do is chart during patient mm-hmm. consults, and they're also working through an interpreter in most cases, and they're finally realizing that there's not only no time to chart, but it's really not going to go anywhere. So just doing more or less on the fly medical care with no charting. It was definitely an adjustment for them the first couple of days.
Had you heard about this before this year?
Yes, I had heard.
And what convinced you to go?
One of the reasons why I went to work for St. Luke's was I would like to help people in a greater sense. And what better way to go and reach out to another part of the world and provide health care to someone who needs it to fulfill that? So hearing about these groups that do go through St. Luke's, it was something I always took an interest to. And David actually suggested it in a meeting that we were in, and the timing just happened to be perfect.
David, your job is to keep the lights on at St. Luke's.
Yes.
So what the heck are you doing in Honduras, and why do you go back for 10 years in a row? This must be personal by now.
It became very personal. A good friend of mine, Dr. John Schott, started taking teams down almost 20 years ago. And I was in his office a few years ago, and I saw some pictures, and I recognized it from some time when I spent down there in college. And so we went on a bucket list trip with him to provide medical mission care, and kind of fell in love with it, me and my wife, Stephanie. So we've been back pretty much every single year since we started going with him, and have actually formed the nonprofit Faith and Humanity Medical Missions that this all runs under, have a board, and there's many, many dedicated volunteers in the Treasure Valley who help us keep it successful and running.
This has to be a significant expense to do, but my guess is this is part of what St. Luke's is. This yeah. is the mission.
And the amazing part about the trip is St. Luke's helps us in a lot of different ways with helping people with their PTO, helping with some of our fundraising with silent auction items. But really, it's individuals on the team that raise all their own money to go and get the supplies donated. We work with lots of other partners around the country.
So how many are on the team again? How many folks
This last time we had 27 from Boise that left, and we had 20 from Honduras.
But you're saying that many of these individuals were responsible for raising much of the funds for their own travel?
All of the funds.
All of the funds?
Yes.
That has to be significant.
Yep.
Can you give me a sense of how much that is?
It costs about $2,200 a person to go on these trips to supply all the medications, supplies, airline travel, hotels, food. It's actually quite a bit cheaper than a lot of other medical missions, and we've really worked hard with our in-country partners and other nonprofits throughout Idaho and the rest of the U.S. to make it so that we can continue to do these trips.
Can I assume, Meredith, that your life changed a bit here?
It did. It did change quite a bit. I'm definitely grateful and appreciative of what we have here in the U.S.
And these dots connect. This is why you do what you do.
Exactly.
Wow. Excellent. She is Meredith Farringer, and he is David Bishop from St. Luke's. Thank you so very much. And you're going to do this again next year, and for the time being, many years in the future.
Absolutely. We actually, through our organization, we have three teams going next year, and I'll be leading one of them.
Excellent. Thank you so much. This is Idaho Matters on Boise State Public Radio News. Up next, Story Night goes to Late Night.